Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.
Right. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming at you live, folks. Live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's open-air rehabilitation district. Tonight, it is true. Tonight, we are going to be joined, we're joined by a lot of cast of characters. We've got comedians all over this place, including the very beautiful, very funny Kate Quigley in the house tonight.
Hello. Thank you.
Hold on. Let's see. We've got... I think this should be the one that we want.
I hope you have diabetes.
There we go.
Thank you for that.
It's a welcome song right there. It's a welcome clap. And joining me, as always, right here in the rat cage, good friend of mine, Jake the Snake Crane.
I'm excited. It's 2014. I think we're going to start the year off with a bang. I think tonight, I don't want to go out on a limb. You know I don't like doing that. I think it might be one of our top 2014 shows of all time.
2014.
Yes.
One for every AD year.
Yes, in that range.
Okay. It's interesting, Kate, because we've only had like 35. So.
Oh, cool.
He's set the bar low.
He's leaving some room for
that's
space
the best policy.
There.
I think low bar.
Yeah, and you can't go below that. So, anyway, we are the Rad Cage. That's what we call it here because we're actually recording in the basement of a Macy's call center where rodents run amok. I'm kidding. This is, it's sarcastic. It is in Skid Row, but it is a beautiful, amazing studio with a wall of porn out there. Just a wall of porn. This is our first show of 2014. And I have to say, Mindy and Jeremy did a fabulous job. They've been changed. They got an iPad in the back. They've got turntables over here. I think the guy from, what was the Jersey Shore? The one, Pauly D. Pauly D is going to be a guest on our show, actually. He's going to come in and spin some tracks for us.
I love you said they have an iPad in the back. An iPad.
Things really got serious now.
Shit is real.
They've got like 14 miles. It's like the Situation Room, but I point out the iPad. I'm like, did you see that iPad? It's pretty fucking awesome. We should have Matt Sugar Mills, hopefully, Corey Hill, and always a great friend of the show. New executive producer of the show. Kareem, the Dream Maddox, will be calling in as well. He likes to work from home to make sure that...
Live via satellite?
He's not comfortable with the show. He's not as confident. That's awesome. Hold on. We got a caller right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is not... We don't usually do this, but you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to take the call. Caller, who are you and where are you from? Hello. Bueller.
Stage fright.
Nothing? Oh, okay. All right. They're a little scared. That's all right.
Talk to us.
That's all right. Well, you know what? It's time. And I think you got this. You ready? Got this queued up? It's time for a very popular segment. It's called the Sarcastic News Rundown. Sorry. I didn't know. I thought Hasselhoff was going to be running slow on the beach right there.
That would be amazing.
Just boob shaking. It's been a slow news week here in the States, so let's start with some global happenings. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been compared to Jesus. That's right, Jesus, by none other than someone in the world's holiest government. That's Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon. Apparently said that the other day that Kerry's efforts to broker peace between Israel and the Palestinians stem from a, quote, incomprehensible obsession and a messianic feeling, end quote. So to recap, the U.S. led by Kerry trying to reach some kind of peace on the Gaza Strip is incomprehensible. To Mr. Yaalon's credit, though, he went on to say, quote, peace? The fuck do you mean peace? I'm white. it's just me being white. For anyone unacquainted with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, these two sides have been butting heads since the 1940s. And by butting heads, I mean engaged in a conflict that has cost countless lives on both sides. And by 1940s, I mean that was a really long time ago. But here's my question, though, folks. Is anyone else wondering why more people aren't upset that even the idea of peace gets scoffed at by one of our allegedly closest allies and gets our poor dear Secretary of State John Kerry named called to boot? Just to think, now when Kerry's back, the first time ever, he's inevitably going to be asked, quote, why the long face, John? Why the long face? Thank you.
His face is long.
Funny because he's long. Yeah. Thank you. He's long. His cock is long.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what they say about a long face?
Yeah.
Related. I got nothing after that.
In a related story, guys, former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon died on Saturday. He reportedly woke up from his coma just long enough to utter the words, "No peace ever." Just as moving, though, was probably the most guarded and delicate double talk, fluff, and nonsensical eulogy ever delivered. And I think you've got it right here. This is the Biden clip. This is Biden giving eulogy.
I can't think of a much more difficult and controversial decision been made. Controversy and even condemnation. From my observation, he was a complex man. He also lived in complex times. In a very complex neighborhood.
That's complex shit right there, guys.
It's a lot of C words. All I heard was c-c-c-c-c.
What if he just dropped in like, "You guys want to know, though? Really, he was a cunt."
That'd be awesome. C-word. That would go viral.
And you guys probably heard about this, though. This is a little more local. A man was fatally shot at a movie theater in my home state of Florida by ex-cop Curtis Reeves following an argument they had. So a man was shot in Florida at a movie theater. Originally, the lawyer for the ex-cop entertained using the stand your ground defense. After realizing the concept of using that defense was mentally unstable in and of itself, the lawyer is now considering having George Zimmerman stand in for his defendant. For the attorney, the idea is that George Zimmerman has like some OJ-like quality that the jury is going to recognize. For Zimmerman, the guy just needs a job. So apparently that's where that's at. And in sports over the past few weeks, the nation witnessed Florida State Seminoles won the national championship, the BCS national championship. The NBA champion Miami Heat just the other day visited the White House. And New York Yankees Alex Rodriguez was suspended for the 2014 season for the use of performance-enhancing drugs. In what might have been a subtle sign of admittance after being berated with questions from the New York media, Rodriguez finally exclaimed, "Hey, guys, could you stop? I mean, don't you think I've already had enough needling?" Thank you. I wrote that myself. Usually I steal them from online chat.
We need
chat
a
rooms.
Symbol in here with these turntables.
Yeah. And that, my friends. All right. We're working into the new year on that monologue. Not my best stuff.
It was good.
Right there.
No, it was good.
Nah. We're working into it. But that was the sarcastic news rundown. Mindy, can you cue one more time the sarcastic news rundown music? And I just want everybody to picture Hasselhoff running. Sorry, this is the first clip we did. No, we don't. That's okay.
Every song is better, though, with Hasselhoff and his man boobs jiggling.
Just jiggling back and forth. That's okay. We'll reintroduce that one later. We got a lot on the show tonight. Kate Quigley's in the house. Very funny comedian who is leaving town tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to Salt Lake City for the weekend. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be freezing. I'm nervous. I don't have a lot of cold weather clothes.
Is that where you're from?
No. I'm actually going there to work an event and then do a little stand-up at night.
Okay. All right. Well, she's going to rock Salt Lake City.
Rocking it.
Off their Bibles.
I know. I was wondering that. I'm like, well, how dirty can I be in Salt Lake City? Yeah. I don't know. Mormon jokes? I don't know.
It's going to test your mettle over there.
Yeah.
We got a big show coming up for you guys. Call in 800-893-9562. Our next segment is called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. We've never done it before. It's about local stories, and we want to know about crazy, absurd, stupid stories happening in your neighborhood. So call in 800-893-9562. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, and we will be back right after this.
I hope you have diabetes.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
Leave the private to us and it's the real thing. And you're rolling in the river with me. And I can love you like a color TV. Ooh, and I got things to say. I'm on that side. I've got the love for sale. Got the love for sale.
And we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Craney. And comedian Kate Quigley's in the house joining us. She's in the house. She's in the rat cage. We've got Jeremy and Mindy in the back working the phone lines, working the technology. Now, we want you guys to call in and participate. This is a new segment called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. I think we've got the sound bite for that here. You got it?
All right, then.
No, this is...
our neighborhood is apparently like the Bahamas. It is on a beach.
It sounds like kind of creepy. Like there's just a man stalking us right now. Like
with a calypso. It's just a calypso band.
Yeah. He's driving a white unmarked van just following me down the road. Actually, I had my brother put that together earlier. And so I said, just go at it. So I like that, though. I like it. I like creepiness.
It's very sinister in like a beachy sort of way.
I hope you have diabetes.
What's happening in your neighborhood?
I just got to say before we start the neighborhood thing, that crying baby was magnificent. That's just my favorite of all time.
Wait, the crying. I'll do a second.
I don't know why I love that so much.
No, sounds like it's cussing at the end.
Exactly. all right, so what's happening in your neighborhood? This is a segment about local news where we want to find out the kind of the crazy stuff happening in the world. But not too crazy. We just want to find out what's stupid, absurd. We want you to call in. But to start us off tonight, Jake the Snake Craney, what's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, thank you, Justin. Our first story tonight comes out of Calabasas, California, where pop star and tank top enthusiast Justin Bieber is being investigated for throwing eggs at his neighbor's house. The neighbor has claimed over $1,000 in property damage, which would technically rise to the level of a felony.
Wow. Holy crap. So a felony for throwing eggs.
That's correct.
$1,000, though. It's Justin Bieber, man. I'd be like, it's $1,000,000. The paint on my house is made of diamonds.
Seriously. I mean, Calabasas is outraged. It's outraged. Local socialites and rich housewives have been protesting the selling of eggs ever since. In fact, local teenage girl Josie Phillips said, I won't be a part of vandalism, especially egging. I mean, what is he, 12? She then went on to add, you know what? On second thought, I'd let Bieber handle my yolks any day.
Wow, Josie. She's getting a little fresh right there. She's getting a little fresh. Now, Calabasas seems like they're taking this a little too seriously, am I right?
Of the year. I mean, it's not just Calabasas, Justin. This is national news. I actually saw this story on the front page.
Oh, hold on. I'm guessing Twitter, right? Or like TMZ, right?
Front page of CNN.com in front of global issues. wars, the economy. I mean,
how is this there though? Like, I mean, Bieber, didn't he just get busted for drugs yesterday? His house got raided.
He's an absolute mess. I mean, this even beat out the story of Jimmy Fallon and Bruce Springsteen mocking Chris Christie.
Wow. I'm sorry, that's an upheaval in my book. If it's going to beat out a Chris Christie story, that is...
As they say, it was trending heavily. It was...
trending.
Hashtag wow. Bieber eggs.
Jeez, wow. Bieber eggs.
Although I actually use that hashtag on many occasions.
Kate Quigley, what... I know you've been researching a lot. Tell us a little bit about what stories you found in your neighborhood or in other neighborhoods that have been getting your attention.
Well, I had to reach a little far to find my favorite stories. But this first story is actually out of Mayfair, Pennsylvania. This is actually amazing. Police are calling this man the Swiss cheese pervert.
Ooh.
Wow.
The Swiss cheese pervert. There's an actual dude in Mayfair, Pennsylvania, who's driving around town with a block of Swiss cheese, and then he lures women over to his car using Swiss cheese, and then he flashes his penis at them. So he's basically sexually assaulting women using Swiss cheese. But the amazing thing is the police, they can't find this guy.
Wow.
But they have found his profile on OkCupid. I swear to God.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
As a lady, would you ever be tempted by a block of Swiss cheese?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, who are you luring him with Swiss cheese?
Oh, what kind
of woman is like, cheese amazing, just goes running?
I was going to say, Matt Sugar Mills, if you're out there, that is inappropriate, my friend, all right? That
stop
is not,
it, Sugar.
That is not right. What else? You got anything else for us?
It's amazing. Kate? I love this guy.
Where is this from? Is this Green Bay, Wisconsin?
This is Philadelphia. Hey. I mean, this is like basically a neighborhood in Philly. I mean, it's Mayfair. It's Philly.
That kind of makes sense.
But the amazing thing is on his OkCupid profile, he actually says that women are like cheese to him because they're creamy and milky, and that when he can't have sex with a woman, he replaces her with Swiss cheese. And by the way, this guy is probably killing it on OkCupid, because not the weirdest thing I've heard.
Probably.
This next story, this is actually a little far. Okay.
I don't know how you top that. I don't know how you're going to top.
I mean, this is honestly, that is the best, one of the best stories ever, but this one's pretty good, too.
I just want to put this out there. We've got eggs. We have cheese. What other food?
Yeah, we're making an omelet.
Give me an asparagus story. I'm waiting on the asparagus.
Yeah.
I got stories for you. We'll take that off. I'll take that off the air. This is amazing. This is actually Mexico City, so we're reaching here. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. But this is amazing.
Enchiladas?
It's an enchilada. No, this guy got, apparently they have these alcohol stops down there like we do here, these DUI stops where people stop. This guy stopped. The cops asked him if he'd been drinking, and his pet parrot chirped up and told the police the guy was drunk.
Really?
His parrot actually ratted him out.
That's awesome.
At a checkpoint. And it says upon closer inspection, they were stunned to see that it was true.
Is that?
That's awesome. Do you know what the parrot said?
It looks like it said, he's drunk. He's drunk.
Oh, that's great.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's why I don't have pets.
And then the parrot was killed.
Pauly Shore, get me a cracker. No, I'm kidding. No, that's crazy, man. That's wild. That's wild. That's
conscientious
good
parrot.
Work. That's some good research right there, Kate.
Thank you.
It's real good. That's the Sarcastic News Crack Squad. And joining us now via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. That's a phone line we just made up. We have a caller. Caller, who are you and where are you from?
Yeah, it's Sugar.
Wait, who is this?
It's Maddie Sugar Mills.
Matt Sugar Mills.
Shugs.
Did you just call yourself Tuna?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think we need to add another nickname.
Tuna.
Tuna Sugar?
Mode this evening.
Can I call you Tuna Sugar Mills?
All right. Well, first of all, you and your Swiss cheese, that's just inappropriate. But what local news story do you have for us that you can share? What's happening in your neighborhood, Matt Sugar Mills?
Well, there's a decrease in bum activity on my street, if that's notable at all.
A decrease in bum activity?
Yeah.
Did you call us with a story, or did you just call us because you're outside looking at the... Are you looking in the window right now of the Skid Row Studios?
Oh, no, I'm actually outside the studio reporting on the street.
I know there's not a decrease in bums out there.
Yeah.
Just out there.
How's the pigeon situation out there?
Yeah.
It's actually... That is increased.
Yeah. Instead of giving them bread, Matt just gives them Colt 45s.
He puts Swiss cheese, a bum favorite.
Right. What's happening? What's happening with you, Matt Sugar Mills? Anything exciting?
Well, I wanted to make it into the studio, but there was some bridge lane closures, so. I think it's
convenient
for Chris Christie.
Chris Christie's he's out there moving the cones. I'm sorry,
yeah,
scones.
Exactly.
Scones.
For the traffic study.
Scones. Let me ask you this. Now, are you pretty excited? I know you're a Patriots fan. He's from Boston, Matt is, and his Patriots are playing this weekend. You have a good shot?
I think so. I mean, look, I'll say this for this season that they've overcome pretty much every odd that's been thrown at them.
Yeah.
So I think anything's possible. Denver's a tough matchup, though.
All right. Well, I think that you guys are the underdog, clearly, as Tom Brady has put it. You guys are the underdog. You guys are put upon. Nobody respects you. It's not like you've done anything in the past here. So, you're playing with the chips on your shoulder. A whole can of Pringles, in my opinion.
Well, and you know what? I've just enjoyed making the LeGarrette Blunt in Colorado jokes all week. So, I think that's
What are those for our listeners who don't know the LeGarrette Blunt in Colorado jokes? What are those?
Oh, well, you know, you have LeGarrette Blunt, who's
the running back for the Patriots.
Running back for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Legal weed in Colorado, which has been a big story, I think, starting off 2014. So.
Wait, did he just like bring it with him to like on the airplane or something? Or are you just making fun of his last name, Blunt?
Just making fun of his last name.
Ah, okay. Well, Matt Sugar Mills, thank you very much for calling in. We hope to see you in studio sometime soon. I mean, I don't know if you could tell, but we're getting ladies in the studio now.
Come on, Tuna.
I know.
So it's, if nothing else, all right?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in. So, and that's next week.
All right. Well, this is what I have to say to you and your Patriots, okay?
Suck on this.
Sorry, I thought it was going to be better. Hold on, this one's for you, Matt. There we go.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a John Kerry soundbite.
No. No. Oh, yeah, no, that would have made sense, but. We got Kareem the Dream calling in on the other line, I think. So he actually called my cell phone during the show as if I'm going to pick it up. Maybe I will pick that up on air sometime. Who knows? Thanks for calling in, and we hope to see you down here very soon.
Got it.
It's Matt Sugar Mills, the pride of Boston, Massachusetts right now. Do we have another caller? Or no? No? All right, well, Kareem the Dream, I know you're out there. You're calling my cell phone. I don't know. He said he's trying to call in. So, all right, keep calling in. But yeah, a lot of stuff happening in your neighborhood. I think this could be actually a good time if we don't have any callers right now. Let's go ahead and do a quick break. Is that cool, Mindy? All right, we'll do a quick break and then we'll come back. Hopefully, we'll get a couple more callers and Kareem the Dream. He's begging to get in.
Can't wait for this guy.
He's got a serious story though. He's going to talk. I think he's got a serious story out of the OC. So, the OC, because I'm down with
where all
sickness.
The serious stories come from.
That's right. Actually, is he on? No? Okay. All right. Let's go to break now, and then we'll come back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. Call us 800-893-9562 on Sarcastic News Live.
Yeah. What's how we gonna bounce off this 95 Soul Assassin Cypress Hill joint? Yo, we want everybody out there to throw their hands up. So get it on, kid.
Fresh is the word when I display my rapping forte quicker than OJ. Hey, I fix my shit. Eat the lyrical master, stress me out. No doubt, I might have to blast ya. Let me ask ya, can I get busy one time and unwind and chill with Cypress Hill? I go on with my bad self. I'm the 4-pound toter, the Phil Blunt smoker. Believe me not, I'm wicked like 3 sixes. I'm doper than the Pete Rock remixes. Never walk through the cross luggage. I'm hardcore to the bone. I'm thuggish ruggish. The Green Knight Bandit. I be Eric Sermon. I guess been determined. And one for the trouble. And two for the bass. I take it to your face with this here lyrical mace. And if you don't know, y'all better recognize I'm coming through with speed. With pounds of weed.
Oh, one, shit. Another one of those gangster hits. Niggas wanna get busy with the ultimate. Fools get real. Yo, I'm representing the hill. With chips and clips and tons of blue steel. So who wants to be the first nigga to die and try and test this Buddha Blast Gemini? Get them sent home in the coffin. Punks don't make it back very often. I got Eric to take care of the sermon. Ashes to ashes, dust, bodies burning. Busting the
itch. Finger up on the pen, be like either bomb dick. These off keys, MCs hawk, they won't get off. So I kill them softly and use them as walkie talkies. Turn up my level, adjust my voice pitch. Voice this diagnosis, comatosis is what I leave your crew with. Poof it on some 2 and 2 shit. Raw silk, cause you do it to my music.
Funk, Dr. Spock.
Lock the hypest. Individual to put criminals in diapers. With my nigga Ian Cypress. With that right bitch. You swore it was a nuclear war crisis. In your backyard, word to God, that's war. With my nigga Keith in the place taking charge. Word up, you get heard of, let the jury call it murder. You're deaf cause I freak shit you never heard of.
Kicking it at the brothers on the corner. In the alley, stomp your hands in the air.
We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. And folks, I'm joined here with Jake the Snake Carney and Kate Quigley. Jake the Snake, I know we do have a caller on the line.
Yeah,
Jake the Snake.
I just wanted to say that was a brand new track by the Goo Goo Dolls. Really, really good. I like the new direction. I like it.
You know what? That's what I like about them is they don't, they're not afraid to change. They're not like Adam Sandler in his movies. You know,
no.
They're willing to change
things. Always changing it up.
You know, not a one trick pony there. We've got a caller coming on the line. State your name and where you're from.
Joe, it's Reem.
Reem. That's Joe. That's short for Kareem. Kareem the Dream Maddox. How you doing, my man?
What's up, guys? I'm good. Finally got through.
Executive.
Who you got working back there? Is that Mindy?
Mindy's back there. The Mindy Project. She's back
Hello,
there.
Hello, it's me.
Hey, Mindy.
How's it going, dude?
Good. I don't want to be overly critical, but I had some difficulty getting in.
Whoa. Are you, are you Kareem?
Wait, what?
Kareem, I think, just said, he just, you know, what was that movie where, like, you brought it or something? Like, where, you know, the drum line? He's going drum line on your ass.
You want me to drum for you?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No worries.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll drum circles around all you bitches.
Whoa, wow.
She is. That sounded sexual. I felt sexual tension
there. For those of you at home, Mindy just flipped this off.
And she did.
Into the suck it symbol.
She did the thing with the neck where she does this. Like ole. So, Kareem is the executive producer of Sarcastic News Live, but similar to like an offensive coordinator in football, he sits behind the scene. Like, he sits up in the booth and watches, you know?
He's the money guy, is what you're saying.
He is. He's the money. He just sits there and counts his. He's got a briefcase of very, very, very small bills, which are monopoly based. But, Kareem, tell us a little bit. What's happening in your neighborhood, baby?
So, my neighborhood. I assume you're talking about the Kelly Thomas case that went down. The verdict was delivered, and a few of the officers who beat this guy, this homeless schizophrenic guy, they got off scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fifth officer didn't even get charged. He got all charges dropped by the judge. And it was an interesting case. It's not as funny as the one you guys were just delving into, but I thought it was worth it to see what the crack squad thought about this.
Yeah. Wait, this wasn't involving
Swiss cheese
and some guy showing his penis?
No, Justin Bieber might have been there. I don't know.
Probably
that
was.
Would not surprise me.
So, Kareem, I mean, I read a little bit about this story as well, and we were actually in honesty to the guests out there. We were trying all day to get somebody from the LA Times or for the OC Register to be on the show, and we were just a little late with it. But to talk about this, but it seems like it was a classic case of police brutality, and you know, this guy was homeless and just completely, you know. Disrespected isn't even the right word, but it just basically nobody kind of like they didn't care about him. They didn't think they were going to get caught. Does the case itself seem that clear cut? Does it seem like a case where it was basically or was there any nuance to it? How did those guys get off in the first place?
I don't know. Not being a lawyer or a law student, it just seems like it's very difficult to convict police officers, and rightfully so. You know, a lot of the time I'm sure that you know, an officer, just like a soldier's job, is difficult, right? And it's easy to just make judgments when you're not there, and it's even easier to kind of judge a case when you're not in the courtroom. So I don't know, I just think it's really difficult. And you know, now the kid's parents, I mean, he was a pretty young kid, I think he was in his 20s, and now his parents are taking a pretty active role in trying to secure justice, which, is to be expected, I'm sure. But I don't know. It's tough. And I think LA is more or less the epicenter for, a lot of police brutality. Cause just historically, I think you've seen a lot of things happen here.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you grew up here. Kate, did you grow up in LA?
No, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ohio's...
Why are you laughing? You should see the look on his face. He looks horrified.
No, because as Kareem said, LA's kind of the epicenter for when you think of, the Rodney King beating and all that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Kate, did you guys experience that kind of thing with the cop? I mean, is there that same sort of... LA, it's very...
Police brutality and stuff like that. I didn't hear about that kind of stuff much growing up, but, the town I was in is predominantly white.
Yeah.
And it would stand out like a sore thumb if they did it there just for racial reasons, whereas, here, I feel like there's so much going on that stuff can get slipped under the rug a lot easier,
Well, and we should mention, too, because a lot of these cases do seem to fall along racial lines, it seems like. But in this case, the guy, Kelly Thomas, was a white guy. It was down in Orange County, which is, it's not quite L.A., So let me ask you, Kareem, from your experience living, growing up in that kind of, I know you're a little younger, but kind of growing up, the riots and all that kind of stuff where there's that racial divide. Is this one a little bit different because the victim was white and because it was down in Orange County and not, say, in Compton or a place like that where those things have happened?
Yeah, what I think played a bigger part, that was certainly part of it, right? If the victim's race was different, there could have been a different reaction. But what I think played a bigger part in it is the fact that the guy was schizophrenic. And it's kind of easy to just assume that he was causing trouble for the police. And, they were warranted in their acting. But I'd also, you also have to think the sheriff's department in L.A. County, and I don't even know if it's different down there in Orange County, but is 20,000 people, and the police department is probably, 20,000, if not bigger. So when you think about, it's easy to just paint with a broad brush, all police officers in one way, when in reality, it's just probably a few bad actors, just like it is in anything. When you think of bankers, not all bankers are shitheads, but a few of them are.
It's just like homeless people.
I will disagree. I would say all bankers are shitheads.
Yeah. agree to disagree, I guess. But are all people on welfare cheating the system?
Yes, Kareem.
They are. Yeah,
yes,
actually.
Every single stereotype ever is true.
It's all true.
All right, God, I'm regretting calling it.
the thing is, though, that we weren't there, we don't know, but I can say that I've had some schizophrenic homeless guys come at me before, and they can be really scary, but. And so, you don't know everything that went down there. Maybe they felt attacked, but...
it seems, and Kareem, we're being facetious.
Kidding.
Of course. Well, the thing here, here's the crux.
We want you to call in.
The whole 35-minute episode was caught on tape, right? And I think the guy apologizes, something like 21 times, and he's like, I'm sorry, please, I can't breathe, 30 times. And
oof.
This was more cut and dry than usual, and it was, certainly it was messed up.
So as far, last thing, I want to close this out. We're with Kareem the Dream Maddox. He's the executive producer of Sarcastic News Live, working up in the booth from his apartment or his house. Let me ask you this. Is there going to be a civil suit? Is there going to be, obviously the jury has said that, okay, they're not going to, they're hung jury or whatever it is. Are there going to be civil charges at all?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure the family's going to follow up with a civil suit, and as well they should. And it's, I don't know. I find the political activism, in support of, against police brutality kind of, I don't know. Because it's just, the cases seem to be few and far between, or there's a lot more that just don't get as much public attention, which Could certainly be the case. But anyway, there will be a civil suit, I could imagine. And I think the FBI is now investigating, so they might, you know, be facing some federal charges.
Kareem the Dream Maddox, thank you for joining us here on Sarcastic News Live. And we look forward to your feedback after the show. We also look forward to hopefully having you in studio sometime as well. But we really appreciate you calling in, my man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys. And Kate, it's a pleasure to meet you. You know, you can find me on Facebook and or Instagram, so feel free to do that.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Wait, are you trying to...
Are you flirting with me?
Are you trying to date right now?
I feel like I'm being flirted with.
Whoa. Don't worry about what I'm doing, guys.
The guy calls in. All right, Kareem, you're done.
Kareem's talking about serious subjects. He just got Swiss cheese in his hand. You know he does.
You can find me on Instagram.
He calls in. He talks about a very serious subject. We talk about police brutality. We talk about a kind of a heinous situation. And at the end, he goes, hey, Kate. Hey, it's Kareem Maddox. @KareemMaddox.
Thank God, though, because I was getting a little sad there. So that was good. That made me feel.
Just so you know, Kareem is also 6'9"
He's
tall.
He's gigantic.
So.
6'9"? He's a huge man.
6'9". Wow. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. That's fine.
Go with that.
I'm okay with that.
You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. We have a fun game coming up next. Do we have a caller as well, or? We don't? Okay. All right. We should have Jordan and Webb calling in here in just a little while, just a few minutes here to play our game. Very popular game, Sweeping the Nation. Wait. I have no fucking idea is the name of the game. And this week, I think we're going to be doing, what is it, Jake?
Quotes from the Week in News.
Quotes from the Week in News. So we've got that coming up. We're going to cut to break. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross with Jake the Snake Cranny, Kate Quigley. We'll be right back.
You have diabetes.
And we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Kate was just going, is it supposed to be funny or is it supposed to be serious? And I go, we don't know, actually. No, we kind of strive for a little bit of both. We strive for a little bit of both. And Kareem called in and was talking to, a pretty serious subject, obviously, a very serious subject down in the OC about police brutality. But we've got a fun game that's been sweeping the nation. It's called Wait, We Have No Fucking Idea. And we got I love it. We got the sound. This is the sound. This is the new theme song for Wait, We Don't Have Any Fucking Idea.
I'm running up the stairs in a workout video there.
I feel like I just won the Olympics.
I had my brother pull these earlier. And,
Josh, good work, man.
My brother Josh pulled these earlier, and I think he just went like 1980 soundtracks.
Where did he go?
1980 soundtracks for 400, Alan.
Amazing.
So if you don't know, this is kind of our trivia game. We have a couple callers, a couple comedians here in LA, very, very funny guys, very newsworthy guys. Jonathan Wub Savelle. Is he on the line right now? Wub, you there? Jonathan Wub Savelle. All right, we got Jordan Lykover. We have Jordan. Jordan.
Hey, I'm here, I think.
Jordan, you're there. Awesome. We can hear you. How about, is Wub there? Is he around you right now?
You know what? Wub is doing me a solid tonight, so he might be running late.
Okay. All right. He's running a little bit late. Okay.
He'll call into the next show at 9:15.
Yeah. The thing is, if he misses our show, Jordan, then the next show after us is a kink fetish show. So, it would be funny though for him to call into that show and just be ready to talk about politics. Jordan, thanks for joining us. Jordan's a comedian. Jordan Lykover's a comedian here in Los Angeles, California, and you're listening to Sarcastic News Live. We have a popular game here called Wait. I have no fucking idea. And Jake the Snake, take it away. What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about quotes from the week in news. So I'm going to give you guys a quote, and then I'm going to give you two possible choices for who said that quote. Okay. Very simple. You have to guess who said the quote. Most correct answers wins, unless, of course, Justin Cross is in the lead, in which case I'll make the final question worth 50.
and just one other thing, too, is I don't know, but I didn't tell, but you guys should be playing for a charity.
Yes.
So if you don't have one yet. Now, this doesn't have to be a charity where we donate anything. It can just be kind of a made-up charity that you use to promote yourself as a good person.
So Justin, who will you be playing for tonight?
As always, I'm playing for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. And
quality.
It's a stable. It's a stable charity. Jordan, do you have a charity by chance?
I actually do have a charity. It's little known, but I'm trying to spread the word. It's called Porn Stars Without Borders.
What did he say?
Porn Stars Without Borders.
Porn Stars Without Borders.
Yeah.
I like it. They don't stop. They're
formless.
Yeah, they're formless, exactly. So Kate, if you want to think about this one, let it marinate for a second.
Let me think about this. By the end of the game, I'm going to have somewhere to donate my money, my winnings.
Donate something. All right, Snake Crane, take it away.
Okay, I got four quotes for you. Here we go. Quote number one. I kept waking up in the middle of the night last night just paranoid. Was this a quote from A, Justin Bieber reacting to the police searching his house, or B, Serena Williams before her match at the Australian Open?
Let's start with the lady, Kate Quigley.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Justin Bieber on that one.
Okay.
I am going to... Well, actually, Jordan, I'm sorry. You go first. You go second.
I don't believe Justin Bieber actually ever sleeps, so I'm going to say Serena Williams.
But he does a lot of drugs, and those people are paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Serena because I think that she, I think she was nervous before a match.
All right. Quote number one. Okay. That was Serena Williams.
Oh, yes.
Serena Williams.
Bieber screws up everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Quote number two.
And I think we should have Wub calling in a second, too. So we'll,
all right. We'll patch him in halfway through.
Patch him in.
Quote number two. I was really, really scared. I didn't know what was going on.
I'm going to go with...
Justin Cross.
This is how I go into every show, really.
Was this A California resident talking about the earthquake last night, or B, the receptionist at the chiropractor's office where Kanye West punched a man who was yelling at Kim Kardashian?
The second one is really elaborate, so I want to go with that one, but... I don't know. Let's do this. Let's start with Jordan.
I'm gonna go the earthquake one. I don't think anybody's surprised or shocked or scared by anything Kanye does anymore.
Kate.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I'm going to go with earthquake. People freak out over those.
I don't know if you would. I think you're very detailed on that one. I'm going to say Kanye.
Okay, correct answer. California resident talking about the earthquake.
God.
So our guest now is in the lead. Two to one.
Damn it.
It's going to be all right.
It's me crying. All right.
Quote number three.
Here we go.
This is the most important fight in our history.
Kanye.
Was this... Was this A?
George W. Bush, circa 2000 and anything.
Oh, these are all stories from this week.
All right.
Was this A, the president of the Puerto Rican Teachers Association on their recent strike, or B, UFC president Dana White on the upcoming fight between Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson?
All right. So you're going to have to say that again. I was.
You lost me.
I mean, we're only short attention span theater over here.
Question number three. Here we go. This is the most important fight in our history. Was this A, president of the Puerto Rican Teachers Association on their recent strike, or B, UFC president Dana White on the upcoming fight between Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson?
I feel like if it's the teachers thing...
It's not your turn.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
It's my turn. I'm going to go with both. No, I can't lose that way, right?
All of the above.
I want to go UFC. My gut tells me UFC, but I'm going to say Puerto Rico wins out.
Okay.
Kate Quigley.
Yeah, no, I got to go UFC.
It's not your turn. No.
Because I want to believe the teachers have had, like, bigger fights. Like, it can't be the most important fight in history.
Right.
I'm going UFC.
Okay.
Jordan?
I don't think there is a president of the Puerto Rican Teachers Association, so I'm going UFC.
They just have an ambassador?
Because isn't it, it's communist. It's a communist.
That was a quote. Yeah.
Puerto Rico is communist.
That was a quote from the president of the Puerto Rican Teachers Association.
Yeah!
Justin
Fuck
Cross.
Yeah. Take that, Jordan.
Pulls
like
into
over.
A tie.
It's a tie.
Pulls into a tie. We've got one quote left, and just say this one wins. This one wins.
Nothing before a minute thing.
Nope.
What is this? Like, whose line is it anyway? Are you
well,
Drew
I
Carey?
I want to give Kate a chance here.
Right, because I'm losing, is what he's trying to say nicely.
You know how this works, Kate. It's called strip news, all right?
Strip news.
And this is on camera.
All right, so we've got two players tied at two heading into the last
Kate
question.
Kate is going to go last.
Quote number four, it is a great idea for the world. Was this A? A Google representative describing their $3 billion purchase of Nest, or B, Dennis Rodman on his trips to North Korea.
All right, before we get going, I think we have a caller. We've got one more caller on the line. I think I can bring him in. Is that right, George?
Are we bringing him in for one question?
Yeah. Well, this question means everything.
Okay,
so.
This is it then.
Webb Savelle, are you on the line? Jonathan Webb Savelle.
Yep, sure is.
All right, so you're...
Show enough.
Wow.
Webb just got done smoking the marijuana. All right, so Wub, you came in at just the right time because this question, questions before this meant nothing. So all you have to do is guess the quote if it was basically A or B. Okay, so Jake, read it one more time, and then we'll let Wub go first.
Okay, here we go. This is for everything. This is for all the charities. Quote number four: it is a great idea for the world. Was that a quote from A, a Google representative describing their $3 billion purchase of Nest, or B, Dennis Rodman on his trips to North Korea?
Let's go with Jonathan Webb Savelle, comedian Jonathan Webb Savelle.
I think that's pretty obvious. That's Rodman.
That's gutsy right there. That's gutsy. Jordan Lykover, you gonna go with Rodman?
I'm gonna go against Rodman. Rodman. It's Google. It's got to be Google. Going with Rodman has never got me anything, and there's a lot of porn. There's a lot of porn stars without borders that depend on this answer. So I'm going to go with Google. Google has never failed me. Rodman has failed me many times.
All right, Kate Quigley.
I'm saying Dennis Rodman because I just think that would be the best thing of all time if he actually said that. Dennis Rodman all the way.
Jake the Synchronian, read it one more time for me. I need a drum roll. And this is for all the marbles. I am I'm the host of Sarcastic News.
It is a great idea for the world.
Sarah Palin being president.
Well, that's obviously
true. I'll
take
my call off the air. I'm gonna go with Dennis Rodman.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a quote from Dennis Rodman.
Yes! I love you, Dennis.
Three-way tie. Three charities win. The Porn Stars Without Borders, I'm sorry. You get nothing.
We still get something. We always get something.
What's the parting gift? Just like a couple of dildos? Or like, how does that... were you playing for a charity by chance? Or did you have a charity?
Yeah, I'm playing for the Kids Against Breast Cancer Charity. they're against breast cancer.
Kids
charity.
Against breast
Is there a Kids for Breast Cancer?
Yeah. They're the few voices we don't get to hear.
Yeah.
The silent masses.
Oh man, that's a great way to close out the show. I like it. Wub just comes in there. He's like the last guy in a Bukkake film. Like he just came in there and just blew his wad on everybody and said, "I'll see you later, motherfuckers."
Yeah, Bukkake without borders.
Bukkake without borders.
Excellent.
Real quickly,
I like Porn Stars Without Boundaries. Yeah.
But that's all of them.
They'll take it in the ear. gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Now, just so everybody knows, Wub, Jonathan Wub Savelle and Jordan Likover, you guys just did a show down in Santa Monica, is that right?
That's right.
Is it? Now, that's your show, right, Jordan?
I guess you can call it a show.
It's a show. They don't know the difference out there.
What show is it?
If you put shit in front of that.
they're both stand-up comedians, very funny gentlemen. And real quick, we got about 2.5 minutes. So, gentlemen, where can people check you out? You know, because we get thousands and thousands of listeners here. And so where can people check you out on the web?
Well,
that must have been good weed. It was really good weed.
All right, well, they'll be in the studio sometime. We'll have them in the studio and have more of a comprehensive interview. guys, we do appreciate it. You guys are very funny, and this was I think our best by far, our wait we have no fucking idea game. So Jonathan Wub Savelle and Jordan Likover, guys, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, and wow, that was a good way to close it out. I thought that was a really good way to close it out. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I've been joined tonight by Jake the Snake Crony, as usual, and the beautiful, very talented, very funny Kate Quigley, who will be performing in Salt Lake City tomorrow night at the Where.
Not tomorrow night. I'll be there this weekend. You can check everything out on my Facebook, Kate Quigley Comedy on Facebook.
Kate Quigley Comedy. And Kate, we want to have you back. Like every show, all right?
You bring an
energy, you're fun, we love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Kat, that's a challenge. Kat Radley, that is a challenge to you.
Gloves are off.
It's okay. We can have a little cat fight in here. We can have a couple women in here. Oh, I like that.
A cat fight with Kat.
Hey, oh.
Ooh, cat fight in the rat cage.
I love girls. I think we're going to love each other.
That's right. Guys, we have a new website called sarcasticnewslive.com. It's all Sarcastic News Live now. No sarcastic news. It's Sarcastic News Live. Check it out. It's more of a, I don't know. I like it more. I like it a lot more.
It's like chat roulette, but with comedy.
It is. Josh Cross out in Austin, my brother, worked very hard on it, and we're very proud of it. And Allison in Austin, you didn't call in. She was supposed to, I won our fantasy football league. She was supposed to call in and gloat about how great I am. That didn't happen. But
surprising.
For Josh and Allison and Austin, we've got literally 8 more followers and we've got 7,000 on Twitter. So we're growing fast. For Jeremy and Mindy in the back, guys, thanks so much for having us. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. We'll be here next week. And I promise we got a great guest for you. I don't know who it is, but
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks for listening to Sarcastic News Live. We're out.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.